Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Avalon HR, who's responsible to the content and opinions expressed during the show. Come on.
Well, good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. We would love to hear from you this morning, whether you're a business owner or an employee. Yes, maybe you have some questions. We are entering, or we are currently actually, in annual enrollment. And so what better way to maybe answer some questions y'all might have than to have Chip Wood and Dana Jacobs here from Avalon HR, bettering your business and helping employees get their questions answered. So good morning, friends. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm excited to see you. It's a beautiful day. And it's a beautiful day to answer some questions. And I know y'all have some things to talk about this morning, but we are currently in annual enrollment. In fact, I got a call the other day from my husband asking, do we want to keep this? Do we want to keep that? What's this good? Is this all right? And they're asking all the questions as people prepare for the upcoming year with their new insurance plans. So what are some things that you are seeing when it comes to employees? Are they coming and asking a ton of questions as they see changes happening?
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, every time open enrollment comes around, there's always going to be changes. There's always going to be slight variations maybe in the plan. You know, most places are going to offer, you know, the bronze, silver, gold, or platinum, you know. So there's certain things that will always be guaranteed just by the way the plans are designed, but you need to make sure you check, make sure your doctors are covered and that type of thing. Now for Avalon, our annual year, we actually, ours renews on April 1st. So, ours will start getting the whole, all the questions and everything, you know, after January. But some of our clients have their own health plan. You know, that's something that, you know, I don't know if we've talked about that much. You know, health is not a one size fits all type of deal. And we have clients that have come to us and said, you know, we need you for payroll, we need you for HR, but we've got this health plan and we've had it for this many years and we love it. And we don't, you know, we want to keep it. And that's absolutely fine. And we will do the deductions and we will help them with that. And anytime an employee has a questions about the health plan, you know, we of course will help them as much as we can up until the point where it gets, you know, if it's a specific about the carrier, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield or United or whatever, and then, you know, we'll be the liaison and we'll help them break it down, help them just whatever their questions might be. And another thing that is kind of separate, but kind of, it's in the same wheelhouse, I guess, is your dental and your vision. You know, at Avalon, we're about to roll out Aflac. We've had the same dental and vision carrier for about 10 years, and we just recently switched to Aflac, or we're starting that actually on 12/1, and that's going to be offered to all of our employees. They can elect it, whether, and that's not an employer type thing. That's not, you know, the employer doesn't have to pay for that. It's just an added benefit that, you know, if you know, you come on with us and you've got your employees, and if they want dental or vision, they can absolutely elect it. We'll take it out of their check, and it's seamless, and it doesn't cost the employer anything, and it's an added benefit to help retain top talent, because the more things you can offer your employees, the more likely they're going to stick around.
Yeah,
you
good,
know,
good products. I mean, you know,
and they're excellent products. They're just. Aflac's been out now for, I think, probably 20 years. And I remember when it first came out, it was kind of like the other insurance. You know, it really, yeah. But now it's up there with the best of the best. I mean, all of our providers take it. We make sure all the providers around here, you know, and if they don't take it, then all we have to do is make a phone call and they'll take it. So,
well, I mean, you think about it, you see the commercials. And so sometimes, at least in my mind, you might be hesitant to go with something that's hyper commercialized, right?
Sure.
But if
sure.
it actually you are seeing mm-hmm. within the HR world, the actual benefits of
Aflac has been great. I mean, and I've dealt with them before with another employer, and they always pay their claims. They're very quick turnaround, no waiting. Aflac has been, you know, I've worked with them, like I said, before in another capacity when I was the manager of a vacation rental company, and they're fabulous. The employees, I had an employee that she had to take out for maternity leave, and she had Aflac. She had short-term disability, I think it was. And she was able to take plenty of time off, and Aflac paid for it. I mean, it was just a really good benefit. But that's what we do, you know, at Avalon. We want to make sure that we have these products, that we have the best products, that we're, you know, we're not just offering something that's, you know, going to cost an arm and a leg and not really pay out when it's needed, you know. And that's, that would just be terrible. So we want to make sure we offer nothing but the best. And again, that's how you attract and you retain your top talent.
People are getting where when I do sales presentations, one of the first things that they really want to talk about are the benefits. And that's a shift a little bit away from 10 years ago. Benefits have always been an important part of retaining talent, but more so now. Because now, with the shift with COVID and everything that's been going on, employees are kind of letting
the
employers...
What was it before? Vacations?
Yeah, they weren't just that concerned.
I think maybe before there wasn't the really need to offer the employees as much. I mean, nowadays... people have a choice. You know, there are other jobs out there, and there's a lot of competition. And you, as an employer, you want to be able to compete with the guy next door that's offering these benefits and offering this, that, and the other. Or maybe they're offering a lot of PTO. Maybe you can't, you know, maybe as a small business owner, you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to compete? I can't offer this because I can't afford it. Well, you know, you can look at other things to do to make the job more attractive, whether it is just more flexible work hours or, you know, just even accessing the benefits. I mean, you don't even have to pay for the benefits, just offer it, just let them have access to that benefit. That way that employee feels, you know, more secure and like they're getting something a little extra out of that position.
We have a lot of employers that actually pay for their employees ancillary benefits, which are dental, vision, selected life insurance, and they pay for it because that's how important it is for them to retain talent. And nowadays, it's not even an imperative. I mean, well, it is, but it's not on the employer to pay for any ancillary benefits. It's just an employee.
We are seeing that trend. That's a good point. I mean, we've seen a lot of. I know, you know, we reconcile these benefits each month. That's another thing that Avalon does. We reconcile these benefits. We make sure we're deducting the proper amounts. We make sure that, you know, it's getting to the carrier. We make sure these people are covered. If somebody's terminated or if they leave on their own accord, you know, we have to let the carrier know, and we watch that so that, you know, they're not getting charged for benefits are not needed anymore.
Right.
But as we do these reconciliations, we can see, you know, the dollar amount the employer contributes and the dollar amount the employee. And lately we've been seeing more and more employers, they're upping their contributions. Some of them are even paying for family plans.
Right.
I've got one employer that pays for a full family of the Platinum health insurance. But that's, you know, that's a decision that you make as an employer. If you can afford it, if you can do it, great, you know, and that will help keep, you know, your talent, obviously. But,
if you've got any questions about any of these things that we're discussing and related to that, give us a call, 850-475-1555, and you can speak to myself, you can speak to Dana. Stacy kind of runs the HR functions of the business, and it's a good idea too, if you're just not too settled in your own mind. We don't try to sell any insurances or anything like that, but we want to help the employees as well as help the employers make the best decision for what they need.
Very good, Chip. I like that. We don't. That's so good. We don't sell insurance. We don't sell, you know, what we sell is your ability to take a break and hand over the stuff that you don't want to do. you know, or that you don't have time to do, or you don't have the manpower to do, and you're going to realize 9 times out of 10, you're going to save money if you go with
us. Just because
we'll save you money, we'll save you time, you know, and you can work on the core of your business. And all we want to do is let you know the options. We want to, you know, if you've got a great health plan, great, keep it. If you love your workers' comp and you don't want to come on our policy,
fine,
great,
keep it.
We want to do what's best for you. And of course, you know, and we want a partnership. You know, we're selective about our clients.
Yes.
There are some clients that we may not bring on if we don't think they're going to be a good fit. You know, we're all about partnering. We want this to be beneficial for the employer, the employee, as well as Avalon. And it's no cost to call us and just talk it out.
Very good. And a lot of times after that conversation, we both do agree that maybe it's not
maybe
the best idea.
Maybe it's not the best idea.
Right. At this time. It may be in the future. But right now, it may not work. So you want to be able to just have a candid conversation with the owner of the business and sit down and take a few minutes. Just don't try to rush through it, because it's like with anything. If you just try to rush through something, it's probably going to get half done.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, very good. Yes, and it's better to ask questions than to just wait. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is funny because we were talking about this before we came on air. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Dana Jacobs and Chip Wood have joined me here on the Pensacola Expert Panel to answer your questions when it comes to bettering your business. Or maybe you're an employee that's looking for, you know, a new job or a business that you want to work for. Like, and you right. want to just ask those questions as well. Hey, who are the companies I want to work for? Well, here's a question coming in, and we discussed this right before we came on air. How is the new 2021 infrastructure bill going to impact our benefits in the future, or will we see no impact at all? There was a lot of eyes I had to just read.
That's a great question.
It is a good question.
And to answer your question, I don't know.
Okay.
We don't know. We've got to see it play out. There's a lot of things that's got to work out. I know that one immediate impact, and this isn't so much on benefits, the employee retention credit, which we have talked about till we're blue in the face. You know, I mean, that's a great program. I highly recommend it. Originally, it was just 2020. Then it was 2021 partially, and then it was two quarters in 2021. Then it was all year. Now it's back to just Q1, 2, 3. So there's, you know, that's the government for you. It is, you know, up and down, left and right. We don't know, you know, you as of now, Q4, with the pass of this the infrastructure bill, from my understanding, Q4 is off the table. But that still might change. So if you are one of the people out there that have applied for the ERC and you did the advance on the ERC, which you could do that with the IRS, you could actually apply for the whole year, each quarter in advance. If you've got money for Q4, I highly advise you to kind of, you know, just put that away and wait and see. But there will be more guidance coming out. So unfortunately, I don't have an answer for how that's going to affect benefits. So but I do, I'm sure there will be some kind of fallout. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But right now, it's so new.
Matter of fact, the president hadn't even signed it yet.
Right.
They were all in such a big hurry to get this thing passed and jammed through. Now that they've got it through, I'll get around to it.
Right. And it's a bit of a chunk of change right there that has to be passed through. And of course, a lot of people who are sitting and breaking it down are now wondering, how is this going to impact, possibly benefits, current jobs, future jobs, overall, you know, just your overall lifestyle. And so it is a good question. It's a good question to ask. And it's a good question for
businesses. I think
businesses.
It will definitely, it's probably going to create some jobs somewhere, I'm sure. But it might harm jobs in other places. I've heard both sides. And again, it's so new. I think we're just going to have to continue to roll with it. It's been a very weird couple of years. I was talking to my son the other day and he's only 20, and I was just telling him, I was like, son, it's just strange times right now. I don't even know how to explain it. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the pandemic, coming out of the pandemic, the Delta, and it's almost like you just have to take one day at a time. You know, you have to plan accordingly. You have to plan as much as you can, but there are still so many unknowns, especially with everything that's going on right now, federal government. So right now, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Okay. Very good. Sometimes, yeah, we'll just wait, see what happens.
Well, it's a tough question because it's like, well, we have a door over there, but we really don't know what's behind it.
Yeah, you can't see into the future. We're not clairvoyant.
Well, I just need more batteries, I guess, for my little crystal ball.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and sometimes, you know, you have to kind of have that, I don't know, like that prophetic gift when you're doing HR to see ahead.
I will say this. Now, here's where all these organizations come in handy. We're a member of NAPIO, which is the National Association of Professional Employer Organizations. It's a mouthful. We're also a member of ESAC, the Employer Services Assurance Corporation. We're also certified with the IRS as a CPEO, a certified PEO. Now, these memberships are expensive. They're hard to maintain. We've got to submit financials. We have to submit audits quarterly. I mean, it's very daunting to be members, and it's highly valued to be a member of these organizations.
Yeah, being a certified PEO is with the IRS.
Only 20% of PEOs, I think, are certified.
It's extremely difficult.
It's extremely important. You know, if you're looking at a PEO, make sure they're certified, because that means that if anything happens tax-wise, it's not going to come back on you, okay? Whereas if they're not certified, it can. So just a little note to self, make sure that you're with a certified PEO before you make that decision and sign anything. But the benefit of NAPIO is they have lobbyists. They have people on the ground in Washington, in D.C. They have, I guarantee you, there will be a NAPIO conference. They're going to have a webinar.
This, yeah.
And next time we come back, we'll be able to talk more about the infrastructure and how it's going to affect, because PEOs represent such a huge number of active employees in the United States. This industry is highly active in Washington, and we'll get the insider track on that, and we'll share that with you.
Yeah, it's just a difficult bill. It's a difficult what they're saying is infrastructure probably won't be at all. I mean, it's going to be a big portion of it, obviously, but there's other things that are in there that could affect long term for the employers. Employers right now are required by most insurance carriers to pay a portion of the health insurance. And most of the time, it's 50% of the lowest single rate. And by them having to do that, well, this could affect them on what they can pay and not pay. So it could have some down the road extenuating circumstances, I guess you might say. So we'll have to see.
Most things that cost that much money possibly could.
Yeah. Yep.
Before we move on, I want to go ahead and just remind you, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You can hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620. Oh, let's have a little fun real quick. Let's have some fun. I wanted to ask you, because I was taking a walk yesterday and I was thinking about y'all and how our morning was going to go. And it kind of jogged my memory and got me going down memory lane, thinking about my most favorite jobs I've ever worked at, other than, of course, here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a lie, by the way, but also some of my like least favorite jobs too. And it kind of like took me back. I think that was like trauma being blocked out. And I was wondering, other than working at Avalon HR, what are some of your favorite jobs or your favorite job that you ever had in your life? Something that was just fun, you learned a lot, it helped you prepare you for life. I can see Dana thinking.
Gosh.
Well, I guess mine's a little bit strange. I actually came from a family that was in the bakery business, and we specialized in donuts. And so we spent 40-something years in the donut business. And then my wife and I, we sold the business back in 95, I guess, 1995. And then after that, I got involved in the PEO business, and I've pretty much been here ever since.
Man, you were making people's lives sweeter through donuts and then sweeter through the PEO industry.
Yeah, well, it's funny because we were a PEO customer, and that was in the real infancy of this industry, and people really didn't understand it and know what it was. It just so happened that a friend of mine was opening a PEO, and I said, well, you know, might as well come to work for us. And you know, let's do that. And actually, it worked out very good. And because you can take your knowledge of small business, and I like to help small businesses, mm-hmm. and I can recognize the perils and pitfalls of what you could possibly fall into. Mm-hmm. So we try to help businesses that in that way. And I have counseled several businesses on just, I don't think you need to do this. Let's do this, let's do that, or whatever. And whether they take my advice, sometimes, you know, they do, and sometimes they don't. So, but that's fine too. You know, everybody has to lead their own way and find their own way in the business world. And it's getting more and more complicated. That's why a PEO is so valuable.
Just for the simple risk, just to take right. the liability off of you. It's
We have the liability.
That's worth more than anything. If you are a small business owner, especially if you are on fire and you're growing and you're just like, I can't keep up. We had a business owner call us. She was one of our clients, and she called us yesterday, and she was almost in tears. She was talking to Stacy, and she said, I'm so sorry to break down. She said, I've got so much business. I am struggling. I've got people outside my door needing me, and I just, you know, and we were just like, what can we do? Let us help you, you know, and we are working with her to help her take that stress load off, you know, and it's a good thing. You're busy. We got to get you help. We need to, and that's what, you know, we're about helping. We're about taking that stress off. And then the liability aspect, if you're confused, if you don't know how to handle a certain employee situation that maybe got heated or maybe you're having a problem and you want to let somebody go, or you don't know if there's grounds for termination, you know, that kind of thing, or whether it's payroll taxes, all that liability, you shift to us.
Yeah, it used to be years
now,
ago.
We're gonna help you go. And we're gonna advise you and that type of thing. But it is absolutely just a huge burden off your plate to not have to worry about right. getting sued. I mean, for certain things. But to answer your question, my favorite job.
Yes. Yay.
I don't know. I've probably had. I was a job hopper in my earlier, you know,
discovering yourself.
Yes,
that's
I was.
Okay.
But
yes.
I think probably my favorite. I love Avalon because, like, the same reason Chip does. You feel like you're really helping somebody, and there's nothing worse than having a job where you don't believe in the product, or if you mm-hmm. don't, you know. Because I've had those jobs where I was, you know, expected to sell mm-hmm. something or expected to, you know, promote something, and it's just if you don't really believe in it. But I think, you know, my best experience is probably just waiting tables at tailgaters back in the day on Nine Mile Pine Forest. Oh my gosh, I met all walks of life.
Yeah.
I, you know, just it helped me interact with people. You know, I'm shy by nature. I am a little weird. And
in
the
a beautiful
tables,
way.
Oh, well, thanks. But waiting tables, it kind of forced me out of my shell a little bit.
Yeah.
And it really gives you a taste of just life in general. I mean, that's probably my most fun job, I guess.
You know, let me add something real quick before we run out of time. But, you know, a lot of times employers are concerned that they can't afford our services. And I'm here to tell you right now, you can't afford not to.
Ooh,
because,
that's really good.
Let me tell you, one little mistake with the IRS...
You're done. Yeah, depending on the state.
You're done. The fines are just astronomical, especially when it comes to payroll taxes. Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not your fault, you know, the response time, the fact that if you get a letter and if you don't respond to it, and if you're like many people, maybe you're not even checking your mail regularly.
Right.
You know, you've got to be very, very diligent with responding and making sure you follow all the rules. And if you don't have time to do that, something might slip through the cracks.
I've had employers tell me, you know, well, I do all the paperwork and I do the payroll and I do all these things, so why should I hire you? And I just look at them and go, don't you have something better to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
you have a full business to run, and it's tough running a business. Let us handle everything mm-hmm. that is compliance issues, and we'll handle all of these things. And again, you don't have to worry
about
it.
Most times people end up saving money. They end
oh,
up
they do.
Saving money because,
no doubt about
you know,
it.
They might get a better rate on their workers' comp with us. They might, you know, get a better rate. Just the fact of the time savings. But most people end up, you don't even see it. The cost is so small compared with the benefit. It's just an absolute no-brainer.
It really is. I mean, it's just I get baffled sometimes when people ask me that. But I understand everybody's watching their dollars and their pennies, and they feel like they can do something. Well, what they could be doing is furthering their business and let us handle all this other stuff. So
yes. Have fun doing what you love to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And let Avalon handle the rest.
Especially when it comes to like workers' comp claims, getting people back to work. All of these things are very important. Give us a call, 850-475-1555.
Yes, or go online, avalonhr.com. Dana, Chip, thank you for joining me this morning.
As always.
Thanks for having us.
I'll see y'all soon. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, check into the newsroom, see what Candy Cullerton has coming up.
Woohoo!
Hopefully news. Something good.
We do have news. One of the Real Housewives' dad is in trouble.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Annual inflation set a 30-year high, 6.2% in October. Last month, the consumer price index was up 0.9%.
Economists have been predicting a decades-high reading on this.